Today on Roadmap to Success with Pastor Neil.
What John is saying is that if Jesus is the light, if he's the force, you and I need to learn how to stay in his presence until he gets it to the very image he wants us to be.
This week in the Knowing Jesus series, Pastor Neil teaches that Jesus is the true light. The Apostle John tells us that Jesus is the true and genuine light, the light that brings real transformation. Pastor Neil explains that as Christians, we must receive the light so we can shine. But receiving the true light is more than awareness. It requires total surrender. It means living in truth, in holiness, and in transparency. It means refusing to hide sin and choosing instead to walk openly before God. Pastor Neil also reminds us that we are called to testify about the true light, to point people to Jesus with our words and with our lives. And if Jesus is the light, then we must stay exposed to him, allowing his presence to shape us until he brings us to the place he desires us to be. Let's lean in now as Pastor Neil brings today's message, Jesus, the true light.
Today, I want to delve into the fact that Jesus is the true light. Everybody say true light. We want to look at what it means and its implications for us today. What does it mean when we say Jesus is the true light and its implications for us today? We will continue to use the inductive study method. We will talk about, we would observe the text, we will interpret, we will correlate, and then we will apply. Are you in John chapter 1? We'll pick up from verse 4. I'll read from the New International Version. In him was life, and the life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I like it in the King James. He said, the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light, and he came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. I want you to underline that phrase, the children of God, to become the children of God. Verse 13 said, children who are not born of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but they are born of God. Say this with me, I am born of God, because of the true light. All right, so let's begin by observing the text. What does this text say? Now, I think we have learned so far that we observe by looking at repeated words, correct? Okay, so some of the words that are repeated is the word what? Light. Did you see it so many times? Did you count them? It's about 7 of them, depending on which version of the Bible you're using, the minimum of 7. Light, and then he talks about darkness more than one time. Then he talks about witness or testimony. Then he says those who received him, and then there were those who rejected him, right? Pastor, we didn't see the word reject. I'm using the antonym of the word receive. It's in the text. Then he talks about the children of God. Amen. So some of the things that we find in this text is that life and light are in Jesus. The light shines in darkness. A witness who is John the Baptist was sent. His name is not mentioned as John the Baptist. He's simply named as John. Then the scripture says that the true light, which is Jesus, he comes into the world. The world does not recognize him. And his own people, the Jewish people, rejected him. But as many who receive him, he gives them the right to become what? The children of God. Did I encapsulate everything that is in the text? All right, so now let's interpret. Now, I want us to just focus on two words that we have used in our title, which is true light. Somebody say true light. Because there are other words we could try and understand them, but I want us to just focus on the true light. Now, the Greek phrase that is being translated light, the Greek phrase that is being translated light, is a Greek word which is transliterated phos. All right? It is a Greek word that is transliterated what? Phos. All right? Out of which we get the English word photography. Out of which we get the English word photography. So to fully understand why the Apostle John employs this term, I am going to take you back to the concept of film photography. Not the modern day one, not the digital one. Because when this word was used back then, all the digital stuff was not in existence. Are you with me? All right. Now, anybody who is old enough to understand film photography, there was a film, please follow me. The film was simply, it contained certain things, and depending on which camera you had, right? Some people are laughing, others are lost, but I'll try and help you out. Whether it's a 36 exposures or 24, because the film is limited, we didn't take pictures anyhow, right? These days, people, because after that, you can take some out. Back then, you can't do that. You'll be wasting the film. So every photography was done on purpose. And I need you to write that in your notes, because when Jesus works, he works on purpose. He's the light. Now, the light is used in two stages. First of all, it is used to do what I call an exposure of light onto the film. Then the film is taken into a photographic place. It is often removed in darkness, and it is put in a liquid, which was a chemical, to develop the negative. After they are done with that, they come into a room where there is red light, but the red light is not meant to print or to bring out the image. It is a specific kind of light that is sensitive to the negative. And then once they bring it out, that light now shines through the negative, and then they have a printed photo. These days, printed photos are not common, right? Is it? Unless you are putting it on the wall. And this is what happened. So first of all, an image is what? Captured. I need you to follow me because it's important to the text. When he says that Jesus is the light, he is the phos, it means that your first encounter with Jesus, he captures an image of you. Not the image of who you are, but who he created you to be. All right? Once the image is captured, it is developed. It goes through chemical processes. At that point, the light is not involved in the process. It is then taken into a dark room. And sometimes in life, it feels like you are in a dark room. But then later on, when the negative is produced, please notice the use of the word negative. It is as if life is in a reverse for you, but you are being developed by him. You are what? Being developed by him. And then finally, he brings us to that place where that image, it is then another light, right? Did anybody ever had a chance to go into a photographic studio before? And you notice that the room in which the negative is now being exposed to create the final image, there is a red light there. But the red light is not sensitive to the film. There's a particular kind of light that is the true light that takes the negative and imprints it on a positive, or simply the image that is being printed. Are you with me? And so when John employs the term, there are some truths that we need to learn. When I was younger, I used to do all kinds of jobs to make money. And one day I was asked to help in this process. That's why I understand it very well. And when the guy came back out, he realized that most of the photos didn't look right. And later on, they taught me to understand that for the photos to come out right, the light must stay with that image for a certain period of time. If you expose it too long, the images end up becoming very pale, whitish. If you expose it not enough, they become too dark. So there is a timing involved in the exposure to bring the correct image into place. Did you guys follow me? All right. So when John the Apostle takes the word foes and he brings it out and says Jesus is the foes, he's saying literally that you and me, we are the negative that needs to be exposed, first of all, to the light. All right? And then we take that negative and you are taken through certain processes that are difficult, but it takes place in a dark room. And then finally, the light comes in, shines through the negative, and it produces a positive image that is actually outdoor to the world. Did you guys capture that? All right. So let me summarize something for you, because I know by now somebody said, why are we going through all of that? You would understand why. So film photography is essentially light writing an image twice. The light is writing the image how many times? Twice. Once is to record the image onto a negative, which gets developed, and the second is to reveal what has already been put where on that. So when John the Apostle said that Jesus is the light, the foes, he's saying that your first encounter with him, he takes something that is invisible in your life. When people look at you, they don't think you are any better. But he would take that, take it through certain processes in a dark place. And then finally, he shines his light again through you until you become who he said he is. So when John uses the word foes, you will notice that if you Google and you go through all kinds of dictionaries, it will tell you that the light is a reflection of truth and revelation. That's not true. If you understand why John employs the term, you will know that he's talking about transformation. When he takes something that is not known or visible, and he makes it visible by taking it through certain processes, but it is the encounter with the light that causes that to take place. Did you guys get it? So what we learn from what the Apostle John is saying is that anytime we have an encounter with Jesus, the end product has to be what he has taken us through, and we become that. All right? So why does this matter? Please write it down. It creates a hands-on relationship with the light. You cannot become what he wants you to be until there's a relationship between you and the light. Did you get that? All right. Every image is shaped by both exposure within the right kind of light. Let me pause for a second. Many believers don't like being exposed to Christ. They get exposed to all kinds of things. But your exposure must be to him. In other words, you get to that place where you allow him to influence you to the degree that you become like the light. Are you with me? Does that make sense? All right. Now, the exposure time matters. Somebody say exposure time. Now, if you expose it less than you're supposed to, the image doesn't look right. Then when it gets overexposed, the whole thing doesn't look right too. It becomes too light, all right? What John is saying is that if Jesus is the light, if he's the foes, you and I need to learn how to stay in his presence until he gets it to the very image he wants us to be. Did you copy that? Because most believers, what they do is that maybe 1 month, they want to be with Jesus. Then the next month, they want to be with something else. If you do that, you'll be either underexposed or overexposed. The exposure matters. The kind of light matters. But what is important to us is not the exposure time. What is important to us is the kind of light. But even though there is red light, in the dark room, the red light does not affect the image. It is only the determined kind of light. And it's often called the white light at a certain wavelength on the UV spectrum that would actually make all of that happen. No. So now let's take all of the science and bring it down. So when the Apostle John employs this term, he is saying that the light will always produce transformation. The light will do what? There is no way you will encounter the light and remain the same. This is why Jesus said that no man who has seen the light will remain in darkness. There is no way. Some change must take place in your life. Amen. The second word in the text that I want to bring out its meaning is the word true. True. It is the Greek word transliterated aletinos. Say that with me, aletinos. It means genuine. It means ultimate. It means perfect or original. Now, what John is doing is that he's making sure that if you lose the meaning of the light, you don't mistake it for any other light. It has to be the genuine light meant to produce the images that looks right. Are you with me? So not just, it can be counterfeit. So he's telling us that there are lights in the world, but some are what? Counterfeit. It has to be the perfect light, not flawed. I like the definition of original, meaning it is not a copy. It is true. So now let's put everything together. What is the Apostle John saying? I know that's what you are waiting for. Child, we heard you. You've said that's enough photography. Let's get to the bottom of this. John says that Jesus is not just a light. He is the genuine, the ultimate, the perfect, the original true light. Like a photographer who takes the actual true light that can expose an image and give you the right kind of what? Picture. Whenever you encounter him, he brings transformation. He brings what? Transformation. And what is the end product? For the photographer, it is a picture of the first thing that was captured by the light. But in this contest, what is the final product? Anybody can tell me? You become what? A child of God. I'm not talking about somebody who goes to church. You become what? A child of God. You become what? A child of God. What does the book of Romans say about children of God? For as many who are led by. This is why the film cannot leave the dark room. Stay in the dark room until you get processed and you become who God wants you to be. Did you hear what I just said? It is very important. So now let's correlate this truth. In the book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 16, I'll read a lot of verses, so I'll read a little bit faster. Matthew 4:16, reading from the New International Version, it says, "The people living in darkness have seen a great foes. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, the foes has dawned." In other words, there is a transformation that the people who are sitting in darkness will be exposed to light. Question. You can be in darkness and exposed to light. If you allow enough exposure time, transformation would occur. The problem is most people do not want to sit quietly and wait. They really just want a few things. So no wonder we are Christians for many years, but we still curse. And then you say the Spirit is willing. Please stop saying that. Rather, start getting exposed. Stay in contact with the light, and the light will do his work. Did you copy that? All right, Luke chapter 2, from verse 30 to 32. "For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles." So he's saying that when Jesus shows up, he will become a light to the Gentile world. No wonder Paul the Apostle said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, these are the words he speaks. He says, "For if our gospel is hid, it is hidden from those who are, they have been blinded. They are in darkness because the gospel is light. And in verse 6 of that same chapter, he says, the glorious gospel, this light, has shined unto men so that they will see God's glory. Amen. John chapter 3, three verses. John chapter 3, look at verse 19, 20, and 21. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light. Could it be that sometimes we go to church, but we still love darkness? So the light is around, but people love darkness because their deeds were evil. Verse 20, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for the fear that their deeds will be exposed. Verse 21, but whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. John chapter 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. Whoever follows me will be transformed, so they cannot remain in their darkness, but will have the light of life. John chapter 9, look at verse 5. While I am in the world, I am the foes of the world. I am the light of the world. John chapter 12. Then Jesus told them, you are going to have the light just a little longer. He's talking about himself. He's getting ready to die. And he says, you're going to have that light, me, a little longer. And that's referring to Jesus. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Verse 36, believe in the light. Say, believe in the light. Believe in the light while you have the light so that you may become. The light will help you to what? Become. And what are you going to become? Children of light. When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. John chapter 12, verse 46. Read with me, shall we, everybody? I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. Did you copy that? All right, now let's get to the part that we are waiting for. Let's apply this. The first thing John teaches us is to receive the light. You must do what? John chapter 1, verse 12, he says that Jesus came to his own. He was in the world. The world did not recognize him. Verse 12 says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. So sometimes some people think that, oh, he gave us right, so something has just happened. No, it goes through a process. The first encounter produces a negative, which is a child of God. But the child of God, when it's exposed to the world, it is, So it goes through a process until the light shines again and the world looks at it and says, there you go. This is a child of God. So Jesus again says, let your light so what? Shine. So we take our light from his light that when men see it, they are going to. So what does it mean to receive the true light fully? Not just an awareness, but surrender. Not just, but, come on, talk to me. Not just an awareness, but surrender. He wants us to come to that place. The Bible says he was in the world did not recognize him. I pray that you recognize him. I pray that you would see him. Move from exposure to transformation. Some of us, we've been exposed for too long. It's time to see some result. Move from transformation. And let me ask you a question. Have you truly received Christ as your light? Because if you have, there ought to be a transformation. Something must take place in your life. Pastor, I think I'm backsliding. That is not possible. Why do I say that? If you stay with the light, he will continue to transform you. You don't backslide. Things get better and better. The problem is that We don't like staying with the light. He says, the light has come, but men love what? Darkness. Let us stop liking darkness. Let us come back to the light. All right. So number one is to receive the light. Receive it fully. Surrender to him. Secondly, live in the true light daily. Don't do it once in a while. Live where? In the light. Live in it. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk, that word walk means to live in it. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. So living in the true light means that live in truth, in holiness, and in transparency. Live in what? Holiness and transparency. Because as a negative, you are transparent. How many of you have seen negatives before? Yeah, the old ones. The young ones come to. Right? You all just used to digital photography. And one of the things I mentioned as I was describing it is that any photographer back then, if you waste their time, you realize how they take forever to take the picture? Because you have to be intentional. There were only 36 or 24 rolls in the film. So you can't waste it. It has to be done on purpose. But we must come to that place where his light will hit our life. Take us to the dark room. And we will not be affected by any other light but his light. And we must stay with him until the proper exposure takes place. Amen. Refuse to live with hidden sin. Refuse to live a double life. And refuse to compromise spiritually. That is what it means to walk in the light. Amen. What does it mean to live in the light? Live in truth, holiness, and transparency. Refuse to what? Live with hidden sin. Many believers, we love our sin. We cover it. Please allow the light of Christ to expose it. Because in doing so, he gets you better. In doing so, he gets you what? Better. All right. The third and final thing that we have to do in application is, number one, we said receive the light. Number two, live in the light. Number three, testify. Testify. Tell other people about the light. I want to ask you, when was the last time you actually told somebody about the light? I'm not talking about the last time you came to church. You are here. I'm talking about when you took it upon yourself to tell somebody about the light. A neighbor, a co-worker, somebody you go to school with, somebody who met you on a bus or a train. And you realize that most believers today, we want the transformation to take place, but we hardly point people to the light. We can point them to our political party, but not to the light. Look at John chapter 1. If you read verse 6 to verse 8, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and darkness do not comprehend it. And then he talks about a man, right? Verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He's actually referring to John the Baptist. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might what? Believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. You must be a witness to this light, which is meant to transform you. The problem is we are not allowing the light to transform us, so we find it difficult telling people about the light. Because then they will question, how come if you say that transformation takes place with an encounter with this light, how come your life is still where it is? I pray that we come to that place where we start telling people about
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text RADIO to 301-696-8555 or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.